This is an awful slap in the face because I continuously tabled questions to Conor Murphy, the minister, seeking reassurance that that wouldn't happen, because there's a long history of neglecting railways in times of recession, and the Belfast Dairy Railway has been a victim of that during the worst dark years of the unionist regime. Now we seem to have had it again. I'm really very angry about this, and so are a lot of people who placed their trust and confidence and support in the railway by using it on a regular basis to such an extent that more people use the Derry Belfast Railway than the Belfast Dublin one. So I'm hopping mad, and I just hope, out of hope, that this decision can be reversed.
Where can the money come from to be made available for railways in the North West?
The money that we're talking about was not great, to be honest. It wasn't going to make it an intercity service or anything like that. It was simply to carry out maintenance work that was neglected. Now, I say, what sort of society can't find the money to maintain something that was put there by a previous generation? It's absolute madness. And that particular policy is not only flawed, it's endangering the future of the railway system, which we desperately need it. We want a clean environment. We want traffic off the roads. We want people to be encouraged to leave their cars at home. And above all, we want to be on a par with other European countries. And, you know, there are emerging countries like Slovenia that were behind the Iron Curtain for many, many years, who have rebuilt their road and railway infrastructure.